Welcome to the Rock Church's newest podcast series, Coffee Conversations. In this series, members of the Rock staff will be sitting down together in one of our C3 coffee bars to discuss in further detail the sermon from that week. Today, you'll hear Josh and Clay Finkley talk about week one of Made for More. Enjoy!
I want to go ahead and dig into what we call week one of Made for More. With week one, let me just ask you this, Clay. What's one thing in life that you'd like to have more of?
Well, if we're being completely honest.
Well, I'd like for you to be completely honest.
It's springtime, which means there's two things. One, I want more Reese's eggs in my life. Because the Reese's eggs are absolutely way better than the regular Reese's.
Like, I don't know what. Time out. What kind I might of magic need to find is. Somebody else to record here, dude.
There's so much better. It's not even. Any holiday Reese's is way better. Which leads me to my second. Well,
do you put the holiday Reese's in the fridge? Or you eat them regular?
Either
one. Right, see, that's good, we are wrong on this. I could have an elders meeting about this because the little Reese's that you put in the refrigerator, that's the true Reese's cup. I'm cutting off.
The second thing. This goes along with the Reese's egg.
Oh, of course it does.
It's springtime. I need a little bit more time. Summer bod 2020. Time is running out. It is running out, my friend.
Hey, summer bod 2020. If you're dealing with the Reese's eggs, you can have summer bod 2020.
Problem is, I've been working on summer bod 2020 since about 2K14, and I've gotten nowhere with it.
Okay, so
you need more time.
So, but the question is, what do you want? Oh, you want more time, not more body. Because I thought you were saying you want more body.
I got plenty of body.
good point. So, you know, I started thinking about it just from some food as well. It made me think about things that we always want more of. Because it seems like insatiable, like we can never get enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like let's say you're sitting down at a party and you eat a piece of popcorn and a peanut. Which one do you want more of? Which one can you not resist going after?
I tell you what, because is it caramel popcorn or just regular popcorn?
I hadn't thought through it that much. It just came to my mind.
This is why this body looks like this. I'm choosing the peanut because if it's just regular popcorn, there's nothing drawing me to it. But if it's the caramel popcorn, it's going down the hatch.
You know, and peanut, you can almost pretend like it's healthy. Yeah! It's a nut, right?
So, healthy fats.
All right, real quick round. You want more of sausage or bacon?
Bacon, all day. Unless it's a patty.
Ice cream or cake?
Ice cream. Cake's trash.
Oreos or chocolate chip?
Oreos. Come on. Dunkaroos.
Okay, good enough. Again, body 2020. Right here you go.
Getting shamed here.
Seriously, though, we are people who are constantly wanting more.
Yeah.
More time, more money, more. Why do you think that is? Why is it that we constantly seem to be going after more?
I think it just feels like there's a lot of gaps in our life. Like, if you look at everything that happens to us, there's a lot of times our response is to find a way to fill that gap. So if we feel like we're kind of like low on being loved, we go search for a relationship. If especially for dudes, if dudes are really angry, it's like, let me go work out, let me build this bod, right? Like, let me go work out. Some people do like shopping to fill this gap. So it's something where it's like we always want more because we feel like we're missing something. Mm-hmm. Whether that is a relationship, whether that's a job, whether that's a moment, it's money, whatever it is, we feel like we're missing out on something. So we end up wanting more of something.
Exactly.
And we just chase after that thing. And a lot of times we don't know what that thing is. Mm-hmm. We try to use all these different areas of life to fill these gaps. And it's unsuccessful, but we think if I just do this, then I'll feel better. If I just do that, then I'll feel better. And it doesn't necessarily
work. It doesn't work. It's that God-shaped hole that I talked about in the message that we constantly try to fill it with other things, but if we're not filling it with God, then it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
That we're going to constantly be empty. And you know, as I shared with y'all yesterday, that I want you to recognize that you're made for more. I want you to go after more. I want to go after more. I want you to go after more. But I want us to go after more in the right way, in the right mindset. And the way to do that is going after more of Jesus. Because the reality is, with this whole initiative, it comes down to Jesus is the more. You know, as I talked about with Ephesians chapter 1, it talks about that he wants to fill us completely, all things everywhere. So he wants to be the more in our life, and he wants to fill every nook and cranny. He wants to fill every aspect of our life, not just in us, but then also in our community. So let me ask you this. What excites you about that? When you hear that we've got thousands of people that are hearing that Jesus wants more of them, and potentially thousands of people saying, I'm going to take a step and let Jesus be more in me and more in my community. What excites you about that and about our communities and about this initiative?
Well, I think for me, I believe we live in a culture that lacks self-confidence, and we constantly think bad about ourselves, and we constantly think we're not special, we can't do anything, that we're just kind of skating through life, and we don't feel like we have the opportunity to do much. But one of my favorite things about ministry is seeing people realize they're made for more, or realize that they can do so much more than they could ever think that they could do, right? Like, like there is a potential in every single person that can be unlocked by following God and recognizing that you are made for more. And and we see that in ministry. We see that through people taking leadership steps or taking next steps of some sort in their faith. And it's just, that excites me because there is something in us that we don't see. And it's, I hope, in my prayer for this series and this initiative is that people realize there's a whole lot more in us than we think there is.
Right.
And it's not because of what we provide. It's not because of anything we do. But it's because of what God does through us. Like, there's an immense opportunity for each and every single person that's watching this, that's a part of the initiative, for every person on this earth to be more than they realize. And I think that's huge for people to realize, because we do live in a culture that is the opposite thing. We feel we're a culture that's empowered, that people are saying, you can make a difference, but we don't feel like we can make a difference. And it creates a struggle inside of us. And we don't feel like we can make a difference because we don't recognize that it's God making a difference through us.
Well, and it seems like when we recognize that it is God making a difference in us and through us, that's when we can truly do that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And that's when the communities get changed. And that's where I brought up in the message this idea of this kingdom calling, this idea of if I'm called into ministry. That doesn't mean full-time ministry. It means every day, wherever I'm at, doing ministry. I'm called to do kingdom work. That I look at this idea, if we all recognize and have this fresh conversation with God about our kingdom calling, then it means wherever I'm at today, whether it's in a coffee bar, whether it's at school, whether it's at a university, whether it's in a cubicle, wherever it might be, that, man, he's got a calling for me right there. So, man, we hit that a lot. And then there's also this idea of kingdom generosity, you know? Talk to us a little bit just about kingdom generosity, a little bit about what you heard and just your thoughts on having a fresh conversation with God about kingdom generosity.
We are innately selfish people, and we serve a very generous God.
Well, that's a great way to say that.
Yeah.
Selfish people who serve a generous God, yeah.
And our goal for life is to be as much like God as we possibly can, right? Mm-hmm. We'll never get there, right? We're going to make mistakes. We're going to screw up. But we can emulate God in every way. And if God can be so generous to us to give us the life that we have, to give us the finances we have, give us the opportunity to follow him like he does, and we need to emulate that too. We need to say, you know what, God, I see what you've done for me. Now I want to go and help do that too.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that for you and for others and make a difference in other people's lives. And we're going to see that. Like when people say, you know what, I am going to be generous because I'm recognizing God's generosity in my life, it's going to make a huge difference, not just in other people, but in your walk with God as well.
Which is only going to help you walk out that kingdom calling
exactly.
Anymore. Right. Yeah. Very good. Well, guys, man, it's been good. Clay, thank you for the conversation. And, man, I hope it's been beneficial for you guys. I want to wrap up by just sharing again what I shared this weekend. That there's three ways I really want to challenge you to respond. And the first one is to engage fully. And just by participating in this video, that tells me you've taken a step of engagement. And I'm so thankful for that. But don't leave it with just the video. make sure you have conversations. Make sure you have conversations with people that you serve on a team with, or people you attend a small group with, or people that you share a house with. Continue that conversation. Let's engage fully. And again, let me give you a challenge. Every week from now through Easter, make sure you're at church. Don't miss a weekend. Engage fully in what we're doing right now. Secondly, I really want to encourage you to pray boldly. And remember that pray boldly means this. It means to speak with God and say, God, I want to have a fresh conversation with you about my kingdom calling and my kingdom generosity. The kingdom calling is how he wants to use you, how he wants to do more in you and through you than you can possibly ask or imagine. The kingdom generosity is when we're generous to God, he's going to do more in you and through you than you can possibly ask or imagine. So I want to challenge you to already, based on the discussions we've been having, I want you to already be thinking about, God, how can I give generously to you and live generously for you? And then the last part of that is the third thing, way I want to encourage you to respond is to give generously. As we work through this initiative, as we come towards the end of it, then there's going to be a day that we're really going to be challenging everyone in our church to give generously to the work that the Lord is doing. So I want to just continue to challenge you that way, to engage fully, pray boldly, and then give generously.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you would like to learn more about The Rock, you can visit us at rockc3.com or head over to your app store and search Rock C3 for our app. Have a great week!